Chapter 7. When I got back home later that evening, Jimmy had already arrived from New Orleans and installed himself in the spare bedroom. Jimmy was a funny guy. He had earned the nickname Jimmy the Gent for his manners, intelligence, and sharp dress, but his success in the world was also due to the fact that, like my father and mother, he could do many things well with his hands. As a Depression-era family, we worked from what people used to call can't see to can't see, which meant from before first light to well after sunset. My father was a natural gas pipeliner and derrick man on drilling rigs out in the Gulf, but he considered industrial work with regular hours and paychecks a vacation. Real work was the enterprise you did on your own, with nobody to back you up but your family. We broke corn together, butchered and smoked our own meat, strung trot lines baited with chicken guts through the swamp across the road, milked cows and hoed out the vegetable garden before school, calved in the early spring, trapped muskrat in the winter, sold cracklings and blackberries off the tailgate of a pickup for 2 bits a quart. In the summer, Jimmy and I built board roads with our father through tidal marshland where you plodded all day through ooze that was like wet cement. In the spring, we caught crabs and crawfish by the washtub with chunks of skinned nutria and sold them to restaurants in New Orleans for twice the price we could get in New Iberia or Lafayette. Before she fixed our breakfast, my mother would return from the barn smelling of manure and horse sweat, a pail of frothy milk in one hand and an armful of brown eggs smeared with chicken shit clutched against her chest. Then she would pull off her shirt, scrub her hands and arms with lava soap under the pump in the sink, and in her bra fill our bowls with couscous and make ham and onion sandwiches for our lunches. Jimmy and I both had paper roots in New Iberia's red light district. We set pins in the bowling alley and with our mother washed bottles in the Tabasco factory on the bayou. My father hand-built the home we lived in, notching and pegging the oak beams with such seamless craftsmanship that it survived the full brunt of a half-dozen hurricanes with no structural damage. My mother ironed clothes in a laundry 9 hours a day in 110-degree heat. She scalded and picked chickens for 5 cents apiece in our backyard and secretly saved money in a coffee can for 2 years in order to buy an electric ice grinder and start a snowball concession at the minor league baseball park. Our parents were illiterate and barely spoke English, but they were among the most brave and resourceful people I ever knew. Neither of them would consciously set about to do wrong. But they destroyed one another just the same. My father with his alcoholism, my mother with